saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis Presley, for that wonderful song. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in suspicious minds. It is time for the men's room, but first I just want to make a brief comment about the life lesson that we played at the end of last segment because I was just talking so much I completely forgot about it. The life lesson was about a positive attitude. Nobody wants to know about your problems all the time. No one wants to look at your sourpuss face. And my suggestion in that life lesson is when you're not feeling good, try to keep it under wraps, very simply. It is time for the men's room. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I have, in fact, finally changed on my website the link to your Better Men Coaching. Is it .com or .org?
It's .com. And then next you'll change your intro to me to say Better Men Coaching, won't you?
Well, I didn't know what I should do. Should I do Better Men Coaching or BetterMenCoaching.com? So I decided just to do Better Men
So you decided to do nothing.
Yes, exactly. Excellent. You know, the discretion is the better part of valor. Or is that it? Something like that.
Okay.
And anyway, teenagers, you've had two of them in the house at the same time. I have two of them in the house now. And that's our general topic, which is the joy of having more than one teen. But we can certainly extrapolate some things from this idea about just having a teen in the home. It doesn't mean you have to have multiple teens. So what say you, Mr. Levine?
It's not easy being a parent. And, you know, your column talked about the wars that can sort of come up between the kids and between the parents and the kids and the triangulation that happens when one kid is behaving and the other one is tripping out and how their roles can change on a dime.
Wow, it sounds like you actually read my column this week.
I did. I just rewrote it.
Okay.
And so, all that happens, and it's very difficult. And I think, and we've talked about this before, that one of the biggest problems where I think parents can really focus their energies is to figuring out what their contribution is to the battles that are happening in the home. Because kids are going to be kids. Kids are going to push boundaries. Parents need to be very clear about what their role is, and also to be clear about how their issues are being projected onto, you know, the kids through their expectations and all that. And so we get clear with that by talking about it. And that's a big topic of conversation for the men in our groups who have teenagers, is really understanding what their issues are and how clearing those up can make parenting easier.
Good. Good, very good. The problem is that there's nonstop issues with kids. And as a parent, sometimes you just get worn out, particularly when it's an extreme one. If a teen is really misbehaving in school, is acting out in the form of drugs or drinking.
Yes.
So it's not always simple solutions. And then you have the influence that a misbehaving teen will have on the other members of the family or other kids, and worse, of course, when there's other teenagers that maybe get inspired.
Yes. Well, listen, as I said, it's not easy being a parent, but when we have a challenging situation to deal with, and believe me, we've dealt with some real challenges here with the men around drugs and sex and mental health and all sorts of things, what makes it all the more difficult for us is what we're going through. If it was another kid, if it wasn't your child, you'd have a different reaction. You'd handle yourself differently.
That's really great. That's very, very, very important. I think that's a good point, Wayne. Thank
well,
you.
We get emotional, and how can we not? I mean, this is not about being critical. This is what happens to us. This is why we need help, because if you can be objective, you will come to the best decision you can come to, and sometimes it's very painful. You know, listen, parents who have had children who use drugs and become of legal age and they have to make this decision to not have them in their lives until they choose to clean up. These are difficult spots that we can get into as parents, but because we're emotional, because our children's behavior reflects upon us, because our egos are so engaged, it makes it difficult. And it also causes us to show up in ways that is not going to help the situation.
You know, I think you should become a regular on this show, Wayne. You actually occasionally have some good things to say.
Yeah, well, sometimes we're talking about topics that are really, really deep, you know.
Well, I know that you will have a response to this, but so men that are in the middle of these sort of problems should, of course, reach out to all their woman friends, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm involved with men. I encourage men to...
I've never got him to be actually stumble over his words. That's a moment. Do we have a drum roll, Richard? Come on. Aren't you one of those producers that can just produce it on the spot? I hear it on all the other shows. What do we pay you the big bucks for?
Listen, Richard, I don't need a drum roll. Just a mallet.
Oh, we need one for Wayne. That's right. We have to hit him over the head because he like stumbled over his words there. I like that.
That's my way of feigning authenticity and that this show is not scripted.
That's for sure. or rehearsed or planned in any way, shape, or form.
So we're doing the men's work, and we encourage men to have these relationships with other men and to get that kind of masculine support around the issues that we're dealing with. Now, we do that so that men can go home and be the best and most powerful and most present men they can be. But that also includes getting input from women, right? So it's not as if women can't help. And, you know, we're in this together. The problem is that a lot of men can't hear suggestions that women have for them in a way that really lands and that they can do something with. And so their issues around women and around their mothers and around their fathers, those are all in the way. So those are the things that we deal with when the men get together so that, you know, in the end, you can receive the information and the support and the wisdom wherever it's going to come from.
That's well said, and it was politically correct, which is something I don't hear from you too often, but I appreciate it.
Believe me, it was not intended to be politically correct.
Well, very interesting. I do... you always have a tendency to come back to, in a way that is very much your mission, the value of men having relationships with men. And teen boys, where do they get their models these days?
Yeah, well, not necessarily from strong fathers.
Because there's so many that are either not present or working too hard or emasculated or all the above.
Yeah, or terribly wounded and have not ready to ask for help. I work with some younger men, early 20s. They're essentially just old teenagers. And the pain that they're carrying is enormous. And they don't have a place to go. They don't have that fathering that they missed. And they're carrying these wounds. And working with the young guys, it's so clear to see why the 40, 50, and 60-year-olds that we work with are having the problems that they're having. They weren't resolved early. They didn't get validated. They didn't get any support around what they're doing, and they didn't get those wounds addressed in such a way that they can let them go and have healthy relationships with.
But the irony is, so many of those men become functional. They're functionally dysfunctional.
It's highly
amazing.
Functional.
Yeah.
I was working with a young man recently who highly functional, street smart, was on his own from a very early age.
We're almost out of time. Wrap it up.
And yet full of pain and not able to have the kind of relationship he wants with a woman because all that is still unresolved.
It's very sad. I know I've been part of that in the work with you. So listen, it's bettermensportcoaching.com, right?
bettermencoaching.com, and you can find out what we're doing. Pick up a copy of my book to help the men that you care about in your life.
Thank you very much, Wayne,
Thanks, for
joining us for the Men's Room. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap after these messages.